Wake up, it's warm outside. Time to wake up.
Broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios, it's the Jacqueline Nicole Show. With your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. I am so excited that you guys have been with me now for the last several episodes. And if you guys didn't get to see any of the episodes prior, what I'm doing is I am hosting the Save a Life Tour on March 19th, which is in 2 months. And I'm having all of the guest speakers that's going to be on this event on my radio show because I want to touch on their testimony. Each person has something that they want to share with the viewers. And if you guys are not familiar with the Save a Life Show, well, it kind of is, but it's called the Save a Life Tour. And we're talking about it on my show. But if you guys are not familiar with it, we are talking about topics such as thoughts of suicide, anxiety, depression, sexual abuse, drug and alcohol addiction. We really kind of want to hit some of the heavy hitters. I have another guest who's going to be talking about eating disorders. So a lot of these subjects we feel are not always talked about or shared in the church. And so we really want to give people who are struggling with these topics the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And if you haven't watched the Jacqueline Nicole Show previously, I'm bringing on a lot of my guests from my prior show. So I have Sarah Ortiz with me, who I'm super excited. She's one of my best and closest friends. I love her and her whole family. And she's going to be sharing a little bit about faith and how sometimes, you know, we can start to lose faith when we start seeing everything going on in the world around us, especially after 2020. I know, you know, if your foundation is not in the Word of God, it can get really scary as times progress. But before we, like, get all crazy and jump in the deep end, I always want to kind of introduce our guests to the viewers. So if you just want to share a few things about yourself to the guests if they don't remember you from before.
Okay. Hi, guys. My name is Sarah Ortiz. I'm a child of the King. I am a wife and I am a mom. I love Jesus so much. I'm so passionate about the kingdom of God going forth. So I'm here to support Jacqueline and what God is doing in her life and just talk about what God has done in my life in having faith.
Awesome. Sweet. Okay. So, oh my gosh. What do you feel like causes people right now to lose their faith? Like, number one, if people are feeling like, okay, everything that I see that's going on around me in 2020, right? Or it doesn't even have to be that. Like, I feel like 2020 wasn't as hard for me as for most people just because I have gone through some severe trials and tribulations in my life where mm-hmm. God has come through for me again and again and proved his faithfulness to me. Mm-hmm. And that has really helped me. So when certain things would happen, you know, in life, because I've already gone through the fire, you should say, and I know that God is for me, things become less scary. Mm-hmm. But what would you say to that person who really is struggling in their faith right now, who just, you know, they see everything going on in the world and they're just like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm losing hope. I feel like, you know, God either doesn't hear me. Maybe they're struggling. Does God even exist? Like, what would you want to say to that person?
Yeah, I would say it's definitely foundational that you stay in the Word of God, because the Word of God, the Bible, it's literally our life source. And we can't look at the world for answers. We need to look at the Word for answers. And it's normal for you to sometimes doubt, but then you ask God. I think about, you know, the man in the Bible. He said, Lord, I believe, but would you help my unbelief? Right. Wherever there's an area of unbelief, would you help me in that area? So and I think the most beautiful thing about God is that we can come to him as we are. We don't need to fake it. If we're saying, I am confused about this, I do have fear in this area, God, but will you help me? Will you open my eyes to see something maybe I haven't seen yet? Would you give me a new perspective?
That's awesome. I know. That's one thing, too, is like God is not God is so big that our doubt and unbelief is not going to scare him. Like, he can handle mm-hmm. it. So what I always like to encourage people is just be completely honest with God as you would be with a friend. Mm-hmm. So, like, let's say you had a horrible day at work, right? And you're like, oh, I'm going to call my best girlfriend. I just need a vent, or I want to, like, a bowl of ice cream and just tell her all my problems, and it makes you feel better. Well, that's, like, how God is, and he can handle it. And the best thing when you talk to God about your problems is he can keep a secret, mm-hmm. right? Because sometimes you want to confine in certain individuals. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do have your best interests at heart, but sometimes, you know, humans are humans, and they're going to fail you and disappoint you. And sometimes, not that I'm saying you can't talk to people, but it's like when you talk to God, it's like he could handle that, especially if you feel like you're angry with him, or you don't understand what he's doing in your life. Like, you could just scream, like, be honest with him. Absolutely. He could take it. And then also, it's like deep down in your soul, it's like a healing, because you're just, you're able to be real with him. I know when we were talking prior, you have, like, some of the best testimonies. Like, I just, I love doing life with you, and I love hearing how God always shows up in your life in a big way, because you have faith to ask him for those big things. Mm-hmm. So in your own life, what does faith look like for you, like, in your personal walk with God right now?
Yeah, so when I think about faith, I think it's believing before seeing. And then I also wanted to share a couple scriptures. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for, and it's assurance about what we do not see." So my mind has to hope for it, and I have to be assured of what I want God to do before I see it come into fruition. And then Hebrews 11:6 says, "And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who diligently seek him." I think those last words are so big. My God will reward me as I diligently seek him. So it's a done deal. As I'm spending time in his presence, as I'm seeking him, as I'm surrendered and I'm saying, "God, I want your best for my life," he's going to reward that. And I just love the beginning of that. It says, without faith, without believing before seeing, it's impossible to please God. So we need faith to please him.
Absolutely. You know, one time, I don't know who said this, so I can't, like, quote this person, but I really liked their analogy. And they said, if something is going to break God's heart, why do you think that that is going to fulfill your heart? Mm-hmm. Why do you think... So a lot of times I feel like when people are struggling in their faith, because this is like part of my own testimony, is like before I wanted to surrender my whole life to the Lord.
Sure.
My biggest fear was if I was to surrender my whole life to God and put it in his hands, his plans for me, this was like the lie that I was hearing from Satan, his plans for me was going to be less than and not as exciting and rewarding as my own plans for my own life. Mm-hmm. But what it is like, it's actually flip-flopped. When I was walking out the plans that I had for my life, and more I was doing what I thought was best for me and what I thought was good and what I wanted, it was getting worse and worse and worse, to the point where I literally felt like I hit rock bottom, and I was like, wow, my life, like, sucks. Like, it, you know, it's like when you're little and you dream of all these amazing things of how your life's gonna be, and then you get older and I'm like, what happened? Like, I kept listening to my flesh and I kept doing what I thought was the best choice, and it was almost like that deception when Eve was biting the apple. It was like I kept picking the fruit that looked really super awesome and then ended up being rotten, right?
Right.
And what happens is when we do surrender our whole life to the Lord, you know, in Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "I know the plans that I have for you. They're plans for good, for welfare, not to hurt you, not to harm you, but to give you the hope that you have been always wanting."
Yes, amen.
So God always has the best for us. He always has good plans for us. Mm-hmm. So we can put our hope in him. Yes. He is faithful. Mm-hmm. So what are some of those testimonies that are like you love sharing because they're, you know, pivotal.
Yeah.
It's not even a word, but it's like the highlight in your highlight reel, right? When you go, sometimes when we're in a fork in a road and we want to believe God for something, but we're struggling. What I like to do is I go back to like remembering all the great things that God did for me in the past. So what are some of those big, like, faith testimonies that you wanted to share that were just like you couldn't believe that God did this for you?
Yeah. Well, the first one I wanted to share was when I first accepted Jesus into my heart, because that's the foundation. That's where it starts, right? Salvation. And that was when I was just a little girl. I was 5 years old. I was in Sunday school. And even as a little girl, I was able to have faith of a child. And it says that's the kind of faith we need. We need to have childlike faith. And so I was able to accept Jesus. And the scripture that comes to mind is Ephesians 2:8-9. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. It's so important that you know that if you have not given your life to Christ, it is by grace, which is unmerited favor through faith, believing before seeing. It's not in your works. It's you. No man can boast, right? Like, our righteousness is filthy rags. We need his righteousness. Right. So I really felt like I needed to share the foundation of that. And then the other big one the Lord highlighted to me, you were talking about sometimes we don't want to let things go because we think this is the best it's going to be. And I felt like when I was with the Lord, he wanted me to highlight breakups, like relationships. So often we'll stay in a relationship for such a long time. Either we think it's going to get better. We think I can change him. We think this is as good as it's going to get. But I want to tell you, when God is saying to let go, when God is saying, release this to me, release this person to me, it's because, like you were saying, I have plans to give you hope in a future. I know what's best for you, my daughter. And in my own life, there really was one specific situation I remember where I thought I was with the man I was going to marry. And in my own head, I was trying to make it work. And it literally took the Holy Spirit profoundly telling me to break up with him.
Right.
Guys, this isn't easy stuff. I'm not going to lie. I was a mess. But I knew it was God speaking, and I just feel in my spirit there's some people out there today, you know you're not supposed to be with a certain person, or maybe you have obeyed the Lord and you have let that person go. Trust that God is going to bring the person for you, because let me tell you, when I released this person and I said, God, he's yours, I'm breaking up with him, I'm obeying you, obedience is powerful to bring you to the next place in the Lord. Even though I was a mess, I didn't want to do it. My flesh didn't want to do it. Lord, there has to be another way. No. He literally highlighted the brake sign in my car because I was so stubborn. Like, that's the Lord, right? Yeah. He loves us so much. He's like, Sarah, I don't want to see you with the wrong person when I have better for you. And so that was a really profound moment. And I remember when I broke up with him, listen, I had a peace. Mm-hmm. And it was the peace of God. It's not as the world gives. It was this peace that overcame me too. I knew I did the right thing. So I just want to say that to you guys. When you are obedient to God and you do the right thing, even though it's hard, even though it's hard, I'm not saying it's going to be easy, there is a peace that comes over you and you have the favor of the Lord on your life.
Yes. And you, I relate to that so much. You know, yeah. Like, I just want to tell you, because I was in a very similar situation where I was in a relationship for 8 years, and I already knew, literally, honestly, from like day one. It was like week one, and I already knew that this wasn't going to work out. Mm-hmm. But because I had made compromises, mm-hmm. and I lowered certain standards that I felt like, you know, I wanted to save myself from marriage and I wanted to do these things. And then I felt like I compromised and I was like, okay, well, that's it. I'm just going to be with them because now I need to marry them. Like, I broke the promise to myself. I broke the promise to God. So now I'm just going to stay with this person. But, you know, and it's two people. It's not even like I'm putting all the blame on this one person, but it's like when two people aren't good for each other, it becomes toxic. And I waited it out for 8 years. And it felt like a divorce too, because, you know, it's like this ripping away, and it was really hurtful. But it had to be done because, you know, we just weren't healthy for each other, and a lot of healing needed to take place.
That's
and
good.
You know, what's also, what's good too, is like, fast forward where you are now, you're married to a good friend of mine named Ray, and you guys have two like adorable kids. I love your kids. They're so cute. I love babysitting them. I'm like, oh yeah, go on a date. I just want to spend time with your kids.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. It's like, you gave up something.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, have you ever seen that picture? I know it's like floating around on Facebook sometimes, where it's this little girl and she has this little tiny like toy,
the
stuffed
bear.
Animal.
Yeah.
And so Jesus, he has this super big teddy bear, but it's behind his back, and he's like, just trust me.
Yes.
And he's asking her to give up what's in her hand because he has something better to give you. It's not,
right.
And it's not even to say, you know, I don't want anyone to feel like, oh, if you're in a relationship that's not going good, like, oh, we're telling you the person is bad. But it's just like, mm-hmm. sometimes it's like, whatever God is asking you to give up, it may not even be a bad thing. It mm-hmm. could just be not God's best for right. you, and it's right. not a God thing for your life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yep. it doesn't have to always be in that context, right?
Sure.
I always wanted to end these conversations with the salvation prayer, but before we do that, was there anything else that you wanted to share with our viewers, or do you want to go into that?
Well, it just seems like that's where, as far as the relationship thing goes, you're so spot on. Like, when those things end, it's so important we find healing. And often people get discouraged because of the time it may take. And one thing that was really powerful, and I felt like the Lord wanted me to share this, was I took on a scripture verse for that season. I believe I've received my godly husband and I will have him. There's a verse in the Bible, and I would speak this daily. It says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We can activate our faith by speaking the word. Guys, there's so much power in speaking the word. It comes alive, and the Lord hears that, and he honors it. It starts in our heart. You know, it says, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And so I just want to encourage you, if you are waiting for a spouse, I know you're
right.
waiting
I was
too.
Like, text me, Matt, afterwards.
Right? Yeah, that's testimony, right? Anytime we share testimony, if God did it for me, he can do it for right. you. He's no respecter of person. And so it just was so encouraging to me that I did wait, and it was hard, but the Lord rewarded it. And I just want to say, too, he was so faithful in all the provision for our wedding. I don't know if someone's going to watch this, but I felt like God wanted me to say he even provided my husband the ring, a ring I wanted. And so I don't know if there's somebody out there that's like, oh, I want to get my, you know, whoever God put in your life. But I felt like when I was sitting with the Lord, he said, tell them if it's my will, I will provide.
Amen. That is so good. I loved it.
Yeah.
I always want to provide every person that's listening, if they have not made the decision to make Jesus Christ their Lord and their Savior, we want to give you the opportunity, because that is a big part of why I am doing the show, is to spread the gospel.
Absolutely.
So do you want to end me and yes. our guests with prayer?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so if you have not dedicated your life to Christ, or maybe you have in the past, but you want to rededicate your heart, I just encourage you to pray this prayer. God's always looking at the heart. As long as your heart is in a place of wanting to turn to him or turn back to him, he honors it. So I just want you to say, dear Jesus, I thank you so much for your love. I thank you so much for your power. I thank you that you died on the cross for my sins. And I thank you that you rose again on the third day, God. I realize that I am a sinner and that all have fallen short of the glory of God. But this day, Lord, I accept your cleansing power to come and cleanse me from all unrighteousness so I can be righteous in you, Jesus. And I just receive you today to come into my life. Holy Spirit, come take over. Come have your way in my life, not my own. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for being back on the show with me for a second time. And I just want to thank you viewers for tuning in again. And we will see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.